And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 21st of February, 2017. The best-selling political pamphlet of all time, first published on this day, 1848, The Communist Manifesto, written by Friedrich Engels and Karl Marx. They worked on it upstairs from a pub in London called the Red Lion. It's the birthday of the writer Ha Jin, born in Liaoning Province in China, 1956, went into the army, went to graduate school in the United States, and stayed here. It's the birthday of David Foster Wallace, Ithaca, New York, 1962, author of Infinite Jest, came out in 1996. It was over 1,000 pages long, with 388 footnotes, a futurist novel about addiction, tennis, and separatist groups. David Foster Wallace, who said, "Postmodern irony and cynicisms become an end in itself, a measure of hip sophistication and literary savvy. The postmodern founder's patricidal work was great, but patricide produces orphans, and no amount of revelry can make up for the fact that writers my age have been literary orphans throughout our formative years." And it's the birthday of the poet W.H. Auden, born in New York, England, 1907, who wrote haiku, villanelles, ballads, sonnets. He even wrote a limerick. T.S. Eliot is quite at a loss when club women bustle across at literary teas, crying, "What, if you please, did you mean by the mill on the floss?" Auden's most famous poem was September 1, 1939, which he wrote in a bar in New York City on the eve of World War II, which became famous for the line, "We must love one another or die." But Auden disliked the line, disliked the poem, finally disavowed it entirely. He had sailed to New York that same year, 1939, with his friend, the writer Christopher Isherwood. He went to live in a brownstone in Brooklyn Heights with other writers. Carson McCullers lived there, Benjamin Britten, a haven for intellectuals, but Auden made sure everyone had a good dinner every night. He would announce, "We've got a roast and two veg, salad and savory, and there will be no political discussion." The striptease artist Gypsy Rose Lee lived in the house for a time as well. His housemates called Auden Uncle Wiz. He loved New York. He said, "I adore New York, as it is the only city in which I can live and work quietly." Here's a poem by W.H. Auden from his 12 songs. This is number 8. "At last the secret is out, as it always must come in the end. The delicious story is ripe to tell to the intimate friend. Over the teacups and in the square, the tongue has its desire. Still waters run deep, my dear, there's never smoke without fire. Behind the corpse in the reservoir, behind the ghost on the links, behind the lady who dances and the man who madly drinks, under the look of fatigue, the attack of migraine and the sigh, there is always another story. There is more than meets the eye. For the clear voice suddenly singing high up in the convent wall, the scent of the elder bushes, the sporting prints in the hall, the croquet matches in summer, the handshake, the cough, the kiss, there is always a wicked secret, a private reason for this." A poem by W.H. Auden from his collected poems, published by the Modern Library and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.